Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with temperatures set to get even colder tonight, we're all reminded to check in on elderly or vulnerable citizens who might need a little help or a visit during the cold snap. In Shannon in County Clare, though, a community Gardaí, well, they're going a step further even by spreading some festive cheer and delivering Christmas dinner and gifts to almost 300 people in the area this week. Drive Time's John Cook has been helping them out. Tell us about your day, John.
Well, it's been a busy one, Cormac, and very cold. But this is a story to warm your heart, as Community Gardaí in Shannon are delivering over 270 dinners, cards and Christmas gifts, sponsored or donated by local businesses and schools, to the elderly or vulnerable citizens in their area. They're delivering them throughout the week, and today their festive Meals on Wheels service. It took me to some lovely homes and community centres, as well as a busy kitchen at the Shannon College of Hotel Management. But it started with a trip to the local Garda station, where I met Community Gardaí Tom Downey and Eilish Hanley, and First Inspector Paul Slattery, who told me the COVID pandemic had inspired new ways for them to connect with people in their community like this. And though parties and gatherings are back this year, he said some people still are reluctant to go out.
More so in the last couple of weeks with the cold spell that we have at the moment, they're still reluctant to step outside the door because of the freezing temperatures and that. So what we're doing is calling to the doors, we're talking to the people that are there, we're delivering a hot meal to them with a small present as well. We're re-engaging with those people, we're letting them know that there's a voice and a face behind the Gardaí and that we're there to help them in any issue they have.
Now, John, thanks, the other kitchen. This is where they learn to cook.
We're here in the kitchen and things smell good, but Adrian Silver is the head of school at the Shannon College of Hotel Management. Adrian, you're pleased to help out as well in this initiative.
Absolutely, John. And we're delighted to participate in this project. Local Gardaí have provided the raw materials, and staff here in the college have put the meals together, cooked the meals, and prepared them on a voluntary basis outside of class time.
Yeah, I think we're all standing in the way of the real work in the kitchen, though, because Etna Costello is in her chef whites and has a team of people working hard behind us. What's on the menu today?
So we've traditional turkey and ham with stuffing. We've batten carrots, Brussels sprouts and nice roast potatoes. And then we're accompanying that with just a mince pie.
Sounds good. Smells even better as well. We got dinners to pick up. Eilish, what do you think?
Yeah, we better hit the road. They're all hungry and waiting for us.
3-4, yeah.
And we're off.
We're off.
So Garda Eilish Hanley, it's my first time in the back of a Garda van anyway, but it's all for good reasons today. Tell me what you got in there, as well as all these dinners now.
So we have a Christmas card that were made from the local school kids. They'll get a packet of celebrations. They'll also get a cup that they can reuse, and it will contain tea, coffee, tea bag, a cup of soup, a few sweets. And we also have a message in a bottle, which was donated from the Lions Club in Ennis, which will contain your name, your address, your next of kin, a list of your medication that, God forbid, if there's ever an emergency in your house, all that information can be easily accessible to emergency services.
So there's gifts, there's treats, there's a good Christmas dinner as well. That's the idea, is you're spreading a bit of joy to everybody.
Spreading a bit of joy. It's been a tough few years with COVID and everything else, and now that the weather's bad, people aren't even getting out this week. So they'll see a friendly face, and we're giving them something they actually want from the guards, as opposed to a summons.
John Cook there, chancing his arm, I'd say, looking for a dinner freebie, John, with Community Gardaí, Eilish Hanley there. It sounded like a very tasty dinner, all right. Tell me about the people who received those dinners and the goods today.
Okay, well, I was just worried about being in the Garda van, but once we got out, we met some lovely people along the way. It's too many to include, actually, but I want to say hello and happy Christmas to Joan Quinn in Ballymorris. She was being extra careful about a new hip replacement in the icy weather, so was staying indoors, and was so grateful to the Gardaí who brought her dinner, chocolates, gifts and cards, as were many other people, starting with Willie and Margaret O'Leary in Portdryne, where our knock at the door was greeted with great excitement and Willie's exclamation that Santa has arrived.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Happy Christmas.
Yes, Santa Claus.
And there's the elf.
I see. You got my letter, did you?
We did.
Oh, very good.
Thank you very much.
Do you think it's Santa Claus coming, Willie?
Oh, I thought it was Santa Claus.
You're happy to see the guards coming to the door. You've nothing to hide here.
Nothing to hide here. You know, we've it well stacked away, all the stuff. It's a great service from the local Gardaí, and it's great to see that. The community really appreciates that sort of a service, you know, and taking care of us.
Hello.
Hey, Trace, how are you? Merry Christmas, Jeff. How are you?
Trace, you're pleased with the gifts today.
I am absolutely thrilled. It was a great surprise, actually. I actually have someone inside with me at the moment. He's going to fix the sliding door.
Oh, right, okay.
And right now he said, my God, you have the guards coming to your door. What's going on here? Like, so I said, they're actually bringing Christmas dinner.
Are you on your own for Christmas, or what's your situation? Do you mind me asking?
My son is coming home, but my husband is in a nursing home, so we'll bring him. Going to cry.
That's okay, that's okay. You've been thinking about it. Is this the first Christmas where you're on your own in the home?
Yes. But he's fine. It's just his mobility is bad, but otherwise he's fine.
Is it difficult getting used to living on your own?
Yeah. Like, we were together for 52 years, so it is.
Can get lonely, I know. Your son is coming from where?
He's coming from London.
Pretty good. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah.
Trace, happy Christmas to you and to your husband, to your son, to all your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is an emotional time of year. There's no question about that. You also met some carol singers in Shannon today, John.
I did. The Gardaí have been providing dinners and gifts to local groups, Cormac, like the Shannon Men's Shed for their party. And there was great crack too for people attending the rehab care services at the Resource Centre in Shannon this afternoon, where Dermot Murphy from Limerick led the warm welcome for the Gardaí and the Drive Time Radio 1 team like ourselves, as you'll hear.
Hey!
Oh. Happy Christmas, everybody.
I hear this band on the radio. Where were you one day? We were in the pub in Limerick.
You never know where you'd find me.
And I know the pub you were in. You were in Pal Flanley's.
Don't be telling people I was in the pub. That was for work. Drive Time on Radio 1. That's us.
Sarah McInerney and Carmack.
Do you know those two?
I listen to them, yeah.
What do you think of them?
They're very good.
You have to say that now. Anya, you're pleased to see the Gardaí coming as well today. You get on fairly well.
Yeah, we do. They've been a big help to us all year. With any problems we have, we can talk to them.
Uh-huh. Christmas dinner coming today and sweets. It's getting you in the mood for Christmas, is it?
Yeah, I love Christmas, so yeah, it's great to see you coming.
You all set for Christmas?
Yeah. Is that any free drink going?
No free drink.
He's brought the dinner and the sweets, but no free drink. What do you think of that?
That's better than nothing.
Breedy, you were telling me you like to sing. You've been practicing a few carols here.
Silent night, holy night.
This wouldn't be possible without the community organisations and the businesses that have donated funds that allow us to go and connect with the people in our communities.
Is it a nice feeling for the Gardaí as well to get that smile at the doorstep, people glad to see you with something good this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more heartwarming than getting a smile, a hug, a wink, a sincere handshake from the people that receive these gifts from the communities.
Well done, well done. And thank you and happy Christmas, Nollie Cunha, to everyone at the Rehab Resource Centre in Shannon, ending John Cook's report there.